North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Thursday, April 11th. The first federal drinking water protection standards for forever chemicals were announced yesterday. The Environmental Protection Agency is rolling out the new regulations, as well as nearly $1 billion in funding to address the issue. NSPR's Adia White reports the levels of these chemicals in many California wells would exceed the new standards, including in parts of the North State.
Forever chemicals, also known as PFAS, are man-made compounds that don't break down in the environment. Exposure is linked to illnesses, including cancer. California already has regulations on PFAS levels and testing, but the new federal requirements are stricter. An analysis by the nonprofit news outlet CalMatters found that nearly 800 drinking water wells in California exceed the new limits. That includes dozens of wells in the North State. That analysis is based on 2023 data from the California State Water Resources Control Board. Agencies have 5 years to comply with the new limits. NSPR is following up with local agencies to confirm the number of wells in the region where contaminants exceed the new requirements. For NSPR News, I'm Adia White.
Oroville residents will be getting a hand with their spring cleaning. Waste disposal at the city's Recology Transfer Facility will be free for residents next Sunday, April 21st. Accepted items include appliances, mattresses, furniture, carpet, and green waste. There are some restrictions. No hazardous waste, unsorted trash, concrete, or treated wood. The facility will be open from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. And in other news, California students from mixed-status families or with one parent who does not have a Social Security number will have another option to apply for state financial aid. CAP Radio's education reporter Srishti Prabha has more.
The California Student Aid Commission has decided to open up the California Dream Act application to students with mixed citizenship status and non-U.S. citizenships. Previously, only undocumented students could fill out the application, also known as CADA. Many students have faced technical difficulties with the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, this year. Shelvine Rutnam from the commission explains that students from mixed status families were the most impacted.
Applying to CADA will be super important for these families because it will allow them to hopefully receive a financial aid offer letter that will show them all the institutional aid and all the state aid they're eligible for. So hopefully they'll be able to make a more well-informed enrollment decision.
Noelia Gonzalez with the CSU Chancellor's Office says this is just another way to ensure that all students get the money that is already allocated for them.
It's money that they would have been eligible for in the past. The problem that we're having is that these students aren't able to submit a FAFSA due to their parents' situation.
Officials say families should still fill out the FAFSA for federal aid, but students now have until May 2nd to complete both forms. Srishti Prabha, CAP Radio News.
Deepfake, artificially generated photos are not just impacting adults and celebrities. Artificial photo technologies are being used to produce fake sexual material of children, and legal and ethical concerns over how AI is used continue to arise. CAP Radio's Tony Rodriguez has more.
Child abuse sexual material, or CSAM for short, refers to visual depictions of sexually explicit conduct involving minors. Kaylin Heyman is a 16-year-old actress from Ventura County and a CSAM survivor. She is now using her platform to advocate for legislation that would outlaw CSAM created using artificial intelligence. Heyman is working as a victim advocate for the bill.
So I think I was really just hoping that California could take a stand and make this law so that they could kind of lead the way for other states across the U.S. to protect kids. But also, I live in California, so I just really want this state to be safer for myself, for kids, for my loved ones.
Ventura District Attorney Ricole Kelly is also advocating for legislation that would block loopholes by extending prohibitions to AI-generated content.
The current legislation only prohibits possession of child sexual abuse material, we'll refer to it as CSAM, when it depicts a real child. And that is very narrowly defined, and that actually allows for individuals to possess CSAM that is AI generated or morphed.
The bill is scheduled to be heard next week by the Assembly's Privacy Committee. Tony Rodriguez, CAP Radio News.
Finally, California Attorney General Rob Bonta announced he's supporting efforts to increase penalties on corporations convicted of crimes. A new California bill would double the maximum fines on corporations. Back to Cap Radio's Tony Rodriguez for more.
AB 2432 would significantly increase maximum fines for corporations, with proceeds to directly fund victim service programs. Bill author Democratic Assemblyman Jesse Gabriel says the bill would help ensure that corporations charged with crimes do not evade responsibility.
These could be people who exploit Californians, who defraud Californians, who commit environmental crimes that pollute our air, our water, that target seniors or other vulnerable populations, and crimes like tax fraud or counterfeiting or human trafficking. And really, in some instances, particularly as we've seen where it may be a utility involving a wildfire or other type of public emergency, corporate criminal misconduct can result in the loss of human life.
Attorney General Bonta says this bill will hold corporations accountable and enforce equitable punishment based on the crimes committed.
If you commit corporate crimes, you will pay a just fine, a fair fine. You will be held proportionately accountable. And we are also saying to victims and survivors of crime, we see you, we value you, we are investing in the services that help you heal and that you deserve as you recover from being a victim of crimes.
The fines would in turn provide medical care, mental health support, and housing support through the California Victim Compensation Board. Tony Rodriguez, Cap Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, April 11th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Norgrove.